She can't if Tina doesn't want to. You know, something that she can do.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen,
my son. Amen. Yes, this is in their loving memory. Every single episode and show that we do for you, when we bring you the news, the fashion, the preaching, the teaching, the music, everything. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Happy New Year to you. It's 2023. We are blessed and highly favored. And if you're listening to my voice, you are blessed and highly favored, because that means that we are here yet another year. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I want you to come into my life and be my personal Savior. And if you said those few words, I want to welcome you, yes, my friend, to the family of God. Know that the angels in heaven are rejoicing that you have come on in and to the place where the Lord has made, and you have received him unto yourself. Amen. We're going to get started with the music for this new year. We just heard from the legendary First Ladies of Gospel, the Clark Sisters. We are going to listen to something else by Karen Clark Sheard, Dr. Karen Clark Sheard, who was the First Lady of her ministry, GEI, where the Bishop Drew Sheard is the bishop, amen, over a lot of churches and so forth, and over his own church, amen. And we are going to listen to our First Lady sing, Be Sure.
It was like waiting for that picture perfect. Rejoice, even
Amen. How great is our God? Yes. All will see how great is our God. God has kept the earth intact. Amen. Though things happen every single day, God is still great and worthy to be praised. Some of us have a lack with the activity of our limbs, but still, how great is our God? We can move, we can breathe, and we have meaning in our being. Amen. How great is our God? Your family is together today. How great is our God? You have food on your table. How great is our God? You have the activity of your limbs. How great is our God? You have a job in which to sustain yourself. How great is our God? We give God praise because he is so great,
yes,
and
great.
Worthy to be praised. Let's hear from Byron Cage. Amen.
Yes.
like to say it like this. Yes, sir. What else? What else?
Amen. And right now, I want to let you hear the Mississippi Mass Choir singing God Is Keeping Me. Some of you almost lost your mind last year, but God is still keeping you. Why? Because you're here to hear the sound of my voice. So know that God is working it out for your good. I always have said, and I will say this again this year, victory, let's declare and decree our victory for 2023. I always just say declare and decree your victory, but we're going to add something on. We're going to say declare and decree your victory for 2023. 2023. Know that whatever you are going through in your life, from the suburbs to the projects, God is with you. God is able to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. Know that whatever your situation is, God is already working it out for your good, okay? So let's keep it moving with the music, amen. And let's hear from the Anointed Pace Sister. It's already done.
You've been waiting on. your king to get a blessing. And look at him and say, right now, it's already done. Your son, it's already done.
Amen. Like I was saying, it's already done. Whatever your need is, God already knows all about it. It's okay to tell him what you need. Amen. He's closer than a friend, closer than a brother, closer than a mother or father. Amen. God is our everything. He's our spiritual father. He's our friend. Amen. Believe me when I tell you, you can tell our big homie anything. Amen. For some of you young people out there, y'all call God the OG. Yes, he is. He's our OG. He's our everything. Believe it. Amen. We're going to get right into the music of listening to Thank You, Jesus by Kim Burrell. Keep it locked right here with your homegirl, Dr. Lisa. Amen.
Yeah.
man. It just gets so good to you. You just can't stop jamming to the Holy Ghost music. Amen. I'm the type of person, I'm a DJ first for y'all. You know, you heard me, but I like to get into music and worship. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be moving with the music and grooving. I almost forget that it's time to get to the next song and put that into rotation. Amen. We just heard from the very talented jazzy vocals of the Pastor Kim Burrell. Amen. Anointed to preach, teach, and sing the word. You heard me? Yes, we are having a Holy Ghost party. Our first one for 2023. Declare it and decree it. Our victory. You heard me? Yes. It's your homegirl, your doctor, DJ, your priest, Dr. Lisa. Y'all keep it right here locked in with me as we get ready to go into Donald Lawrence, Deliver Me. Amen. We are going to get into the music today. Amen. Don't forget that we are blessed by the best.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it. Due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God can remind you that God wants to heal.
I tell you what we're going to do. We are going to bring our show part one to a close for this evening, and we're going to pick up on part two on tomorrow. Amen. Something for us all to look forward to. This is the first new show that I've done on Anchor FM for 2023. I want us to make a declaration that we decree and we declare the victory for 2023. Amen, somebody. I hope that everybody has enjoyed the show thus far. Amen. This is only part one. Want to let you know that the weather is 51 degrees outside. This is a Family Hope Ministries weather moment. Amen. Make sure that you get strapped up with your gear, your thermals, your heavy coats, all that good stuff. And also, we have a wet front getting ready to come where we're going to get a lot of rain. We did get a little rain on yesterday. We have snow going on right now in Kansas, and the East Coast is getting ready to get some snow. We're really getting ready to get hit with some things, some storms and different things of that nature. So I want you to be aware, and also make sure you get your oil changed on your cars. Make sure you stay vigilant. If you have to walk and take the bus to work or whatever you have to do, make sure you be aware of everything in your surroundings. Amen. As well as being spiritual minded, God wants us to be also equipped naturally. Amen. Make sure you get your waters and everything like that in case you get stuck in the house because of a snowstorm or a rainstorm. Make sure you get your perishables and things that you may need to sustain you while you're inside. If you have to call out whatever's going on, make sure you can sustain. Amen. Let me let you know that just in a fashion moment, I was looking at Dr. Karen Clark Shears here. I noticed that she's had a few changes in her wardrobe as well as her hair. I love it. I'm loving it. And also, another news moment is that breaking news is that her and her husband and Kiera, they have a new podcast ministry. It is very, very blessed. Make sure you tune into it. You know what I mean? Go on all your social engines and find out what those dates are like so you can tune in and find out what they're up to. Also, another news moment is Cora Jake. She is preaching the word like none other. Oh, my goodness. That girl is a Bishop T.D. Jakes in the form of a girl, okay? You heard me? She's on fire for the Lord. That girl is doing it and doing it big, okay? Also, he has another daughter that's anointed, Sarah Jakes. But that Cora, That Cora, she stands out to me. Amen. She blesses my spirit every time I hear her minister. Amen. Another news moment is that it's a lot going on in our world. Make sure you tune in to what's going on around you now. I just heard that a pastor had killed his wife and left her in the basement for 3 years, y'all, while having church. He left her in the church basement, y'all. Now, you know the devil is busy. You know, it makes our parishioners, our bishops, and our apostles look bad. But the devil is a liar, because you only have a few bad apples in the bunch. And a lot of the rest of the bishops and pastors, they are doing the will of God. Don't get discouraged. Go to church. Get that word in your spirit. Devour it, because you're going to need it for what's going on in the world today. Amen. Praise God. So, you know, we're going to wrap it up right here, and we're going to let y'all, you know, go ahead on with your day, whether you're going to work, you're going to church, you know, whatever you're going to do, about to feed your child. Listen, we're going to wrap it up, and we want to give a quick prayer. Amen. In this beautiful program that we just had, we're going to have a whole lot more like it. An announcement. The Epic Shout Out Contest has been extended until February the 5th to give more people time to hit their like buttons and your love buttons for what Family Hope Ministries is posting. I want to give a special shout out to all our supporters and followers on all the social engines. Y'all been following us for a while, even in my parents' absence, because they've transitioned to heaven along with my son. Amen. You still be following Family Hope Ministries so strong. And I want to just tell you that we love you so much and let you know that we are praying for you and yours. Amen. Let's have a quick word of prayer. Father God, we come before your throne with thanksgiving and much praise. We ask God that you touch every heart worldwide, God, whatever everybody has need of, God, meet them where they are at their need, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send out your Boaz angels. Oh God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, God, that you watch over the earth and let no harm, no danger come into our dwellings, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you yet for another day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Remember to declare and decree your victory for 2023. God bless you.